Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now, it's a Nicolette of the Duke, it's the Duchess of the Chard, it's the female with the Fibonacci's. Yeah, all right, Nicolette Duke. You're right, Nick.
Very good, thank you.
Okay. So, three stocks came up, and I had the same thought as you, because you just mentioned it to me. And I thought, we are really much down the lower end of the alphabetical system today. All three stocks, beginning with A, but the ticker's not. So we'll first start off with a request, which was Aminex, A-E-X. What is it looking like on the chart? It's good at the moment. They're doing this. They're very busy at the moment with a Notoria Too Well. And they're drilling there, and flows have looked good. So, or they're going to report good flows. But so far, it looks good. So what do you think on the chart, Aminex?
Yeah, I really like Aminex. Ever since it last autumn when it got above the 200-day, I had two targets for this stock of 9.19 and 15.16. And so we're really on our way. I really like how the last few days, a couple of weeks, it's got going. We're stalling. If the last swing lower was from the 2010 high, and we're stalling at the 50% retrace of that move, which is around 7.2. Mm-hmm. But I think that we're gonna have a week or two sideways, because we're overbought on the weekly, and then we'll continue higher. I like the resistance a little bit higher. The 1999 low comes in about 8.17, and then I do think that we'll go up to my target of 8.8 or 9 before we see a proper correction. So from here, if I was to map it, I would say up to 8 or 9, then a correction that shouldn't come back below 5.7, and then we continue with the next leg higher.
Okay, cool. The next one, cracking update here, but it's coming off as I'm talking, and I think it's an amazing update. I do hold the next few stocks, but they've got news out today, which is quite significant, I think. So it may seem biased, but they are very popular stocks, and they've got some good news out. So it's Angus Energy, ANGS. Now, they're drilling this Brockham field. Now, they're testing the Weald Basin and the Kimmeridge Limestone, which Horse Hill found about in 2014. It was in a hit front page news, you know, and it was front page saying Gatwick Gusher over 120 billion barrels of oil underneath Gatwick there. Well, these guys, Brockham, they've been drilling very close to that area, but they're the only company with a production license in this entire area. So they are the gatekeeper to a massive resource base here. And the tests so far, this is what they say. They say that based on evidence so far, Angus has confidence that the well will be similar to Horse Hill, and perhaps given that the reservoir is potentially much thicker in zones not previously tested, the results could be even better. So it could be even better than Horse Hill. And yet, they're up like 13-14%, now they're up 6%, so they've come off a bit. And I'm thinking, I like this team, the management there, but what do you think on the chart, Nick? Angus?
Technically, I like this chart. You know, I like the five waves from the initial November 2016 low. I like the three waves. What we're seeing is a bit of a complex correction, but this should continue higher. You know, it got really good support at 11.5. I don't see it coming back below it. It's just consolidating sideways. It's going to make a big wedge or a flag. And then then we should see the next leg higher. I like how the RSI is starting to turn up again. I think potentially, you know, if we can close above 12.9 today, that this might be the start of the next leg higher.
Okay. Well,
see how we close.
Marvellous. And the next one, even though it begins with A, the ticker's Boom. It's Audio Boom. And so they've had KPIs out, and it looks total available ad impressions grew but by 136%. And what's this? They created advertising impressions up 429,000. And then listen, they're going to hit the target of 2017, and they've had over 2 million booked revenue already, which is more than their entire revenue for 2016. So that's good for this year. So Boom, what do you reckon on the chart, Nick?
Yeah, boom. You know, for the first time since the start of this year, Audio Boom's been trading above the 200-day moving average, which is that's the positive thing.
Yeah.
The negative about this stock is if you take that spike low back in September 2015, mm-hmm. that was at 3.
Yeah.
So there's a pivot level at 3. And literally, since we haven't been able to close above 3 for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we poke our head above it, we have a go and then we close back below. And that's what we've done today as well. I think the first time, so the first time this stock can close the day above 3, I would say that's a change in behavior and we might be seeing a move higher. And having gone, you know, sideways for so long, building up energy, we could see quite a move in this stock.
Yeah.
But that's what you need to look for.
I'm looking at the chart now. I've got a line there, you know, and I can see.
Yeah,
back.
If you draw it from that September 15 low.
Yeah, in fact, you know what? I'm looking
it's
on
a 3.
Last year, on the 22nd of June, it did close above it once. That's it. And then all of a sudden it's tried to do it by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
right.
Double digit times.
Below
yeah.
the 200-day moving average.
Oh, yes. Sorry, yeah. So you're right.
And now we're above it.
Yeah,
and we've made this kind of consolidation above the 200-day. I think that we do have now a pretty good shot at breaking out. And that's what the breakout signal for me would be.
Yes. How dare I question the Duchess of the chart?
No. You're quite right.
I mean that in all sincerity.
But held down, you know, because then in September and October when we met the 200-day, you know, we got rejected off it pretty soundly. But now, since the start of the year, and we're trading pretty solidly above it, it looks good.
I think all these three stocks, I know more about Angus Energy and Boom, will have a very good 2017. Because judging on the revenue of Boom, going to be a lot, almost 6 times of 2016. And all Angus as well, very exciting drill find here. Like I said, they are the gatekeeper to an entire Weald Basin, a huge resource base under the Gatwick there, and they can drill all that. So very exciting. Thanks, Nick. If you send me the charts, then I'll put them on the company pages and also at the blog, voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Cheers, Nick. Have a nice weekend.
And I would just like to say next week I won't be here around until Wednesday.
What? I'm not getting out of bed then, ever. Until
Monday,
you're back.
I'm moving house.
I know, this has been impending.
But I will be back Wednesday, people.
Do you know what? I know about this because Nick's been talking about it. But I mean, for anyone, I've never known anyone get stressed about moving out. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. It's been dragging you down for weeks, months, hasn't it? But it'll be
only
fine.
A couple of weeks. It'll be all right when it's over.
A new renewed Nicola after that. Okay, Nick, lovely stuff. And speak next week. Bye.
Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.